Welcome to Rewatchable number 37 for Veronica Mars. Today we're discussing episodes 19, Nevermind the Buttocks, and 20, Look Who's Stalking. I'm Danielle, and with me is Karen, Marima, and Ariana. Say hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. It's nice to have you here. Happy Sunday. Oh, I'm so looking forward to another Ariana synopsis. So if you mind, I'm just going to jump right in because I haven't read these yet. And I'm excited.
Your expectations are so high now. I feel like that I'm not doing myself any favors.
No, but you're making me laugh and everybody else, so it's all good. So here is her synopsis for Nevermind the Buttocks. In this episode, Harry needs Veronica's help because his dog got run over and he's ready to go all Katniss on the perpetrators. The green Plymouth Barracuda they're looking for is the same one that mooned a limo seconds before the bus crash, and, of course, it belongs to the Fitzpatricks. Veronica tails the Barracuda to Kendall's secret house, and when Kendall and Liam Fitzpatrick arrive, Keith almost gets shot. Keith had discovered that Dick and Cassidy's life insurance policy paid out to Kendall, and that, a.k.a. Priscilla Banks, is actually a crazy psycho bitch using her dead friend's name as an alias. Back at school, Weevil sacrifices a rat, only this time literally. Mac is taking Crazy Ex-Girlfriend to a new level as she intercepts Beaver's phone calls. Romance isn't dead for her yet, though. Veronica sacrifices her as a prom date for Principal Clemens' son to get access to his office. In the office, the girls find Weevil's anarchist cookbook, so for a hot minute, Veronica thinks Weevil blew up the bus. But she was wrong, of course. Weevil was just keeping an eye on his boy, Servando. She gives him a copy of Thumper's Paddle as leverage on the Fitzpatricks, so Weevil shows up and saves the day. When the gang asks him back as their leader, though, this old man says he's retired. Adios, amigos. V gets Jackie a job at Java the Hut, and she's actually a delightful waitress. Wallace is a pushy jackass and tries to peer pressure Jackie into dating him by insulting her reputation. Fortunately, this Mr. Hyde shtick doesn't last long, and after apologizing to Jackie, he finds out that she's hesitant to be with him because she's leaving for France the day after graduation. Wallace don't care, though, because he loves his boo. Finally, Veronica's uncomfortably deposed on the Lily and Aaron Eccles sex tapes. The case isn't as straightforward as we know it should be. The Popo found Lily's murder weapon buried at the Kane house, and it's Aaron's Oscar statue with Duncan's hair on it. So, flashback sort of to season one. Let's start talking about that. The Lily murder weapon. What was your reaction like when they kind of brought up something new about a case that was closed last season? Are you kind of excited about a new development, or are you just kind of wishing that they would leave that alone?
I wish they would leave Duncan alone. I groaned out loud when this happened when I was watching it. It's the new development is cool. I really like that sort of the cases aren't sealed at the end of each season when we think that they're cleared up. But when they were like, oh yeah, and it's got Duncan's hair in it, I was like, oh hell no, not more Duncan, worst character ever. So I hope that's like a one-off thing and he's not actually coming back because he's just so tedious. But I feel like that's where they're going because he's been mentioned a couple times in the last few episodes.
I mean, I think it would be interesting if we didn't already know for sure that Kendall put it there.
We knew for sure that Kendall put it there?
Well, yeah, we saw her getting the hair from his shower.
Oh,
where is she?
And talking to Aaron Eccles.
That's right. I don't think I've ever put that together.
I feel like it's a fair assumption that she put it there, but I don't think Kendall's awesome. So, like, anything where she gets to be a conniving bitch is all good with me.
Yeah, is it because you like Kendall, or is it the Buffy connection?
It's definitely Buffy.
Okay. Yes, that's how I feel too. Although, like, it makes me kind of sad because in Buffy, Cordelia ends up being kind of a good person, and especially in Angel too, and I just don't see Kendall going down that road at all, which is kind of sad, but I mean, the actress is just amazing, and she's really good at being that conniving.
Yeah, agreed.
But in terms of the murder weapon thing, like, I really like how they're still dealing with the Lily murder case because I feel like that's really realistic. It's not just going to go away. Like, yeah, they caught who did it, but you still have trials and all of that other stuff. So I think it is really realistic how they're bringing it up, but I kind of feel the same way as Merrima. I just, you know, bringing Duncan back into it and everything, the whole thing is just so contrived, and I just hope that they can see through it, because Aaron killed her. I mean, I kind of thought that was obvious, but I don't know. He's got strings, and he's definitely pulling them.
Yeah, even in jail, which is ridiculous, but whatever. But yeah, no, so that's interesting. It's something to keep an eye on, because Lily just, I think she pops up all the time, just because she was so important in the first season. So yeah. Let's move on to Harry and Billy. The big brother is Harry, and he's the one who likes to go all Katniss on things. And Billy
is the white PCHer.
Is the white PCHer who has a really big black eye. And
which I'm not sure how he got in, but whatever.
Yeah,
minor details.
I don't know either. Yeah, I don't know how that... They don't discriminate. That's what it is.
They don't discriminate.
So, at first, when I first saw this episode, I thought it was going to be another one of those dog... Another dog episode, like the one we had before. But I'm glad that it turned into something else that kind of reflects on the larger season story arcs. I don't know, what did you think about Harry and Billy and the dog in the car?
I didn't care very much at all about his dog, so I was glad it had to do with other stuff. Because I couldn't go through another one of those dog ones. Like that girl last year.
I thought you were going to say you were glad he got hit by the car.
I'm so glad the dog got hit by a car.
She's
there
so
needs
heartless,
to be less
guys.
Dogs.
Speaking of less dogs, Backup hasn't been around in a while. So maybe you're getting your wish. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead, Karen.
I was just going to say, I kind of liked Harry, even though he was a little scary. But I felt really bad for him and his dog, which is kind of funny because he's not a character that we know at all. But I don't know, I just kind of think they did a good job with that, with making us care for him, except in Ariana's case, apparently. But other than that, I agree. I like how it kind of came back to the overall story. And I think that the more they do that, the stronger the episodes are going to be. Because lately I've been, and I know some of the other newbies have been really confused and things have been kind of all over the place. And I think as they continue to kind of combine these plot lines and feed one into another, hopefully it's going to get less confusing.
I'm still not entirely sure of what the Fitzpatrick's purpose is. I still don't feel invested in them as bad guys, even though they're obviously really bad people. They don't feel like three-dimensional bad people to me.
Yeah, they feel like they feel like they're cartoon bad guys, and I understand like logically that I'm meant to be afraid of them, but they just look like, I don't know, just like this gang of badly dressed guys. I don't even have a motorbike, so I'm a bit like, okay, cool. You all hang out with your various like relatives in a bar. That's very threatening of you, like.
And you got, big teeth. And...
Right, good for you. You guys should all go on over to that plastic surgeon that you're friends with. Like, I don't know, I don't get it. Like, I'm more scared of the, not scared, but, like, I would be more intimidated by the PCHs because they've been built up and we know kind of I can't say that word. We know the things that they have been up to. but, yeah, the Fitzpatricks are still, I feel like they can't be behind the bus crash because they've only been thrown in, you know, kind of, it feels like as an afterthought. So they're not so effective to me.
Yeah. And I feel like whereas the PCHers kind of have their hands like in a bunch of different things, the only time you can really cross the Fitzpatricks is when it comes to drugs. Like, I feel like that's the only thing that they've really been introduced with is with the drugs. So, like, I don't see them as intimidating because I wouldn't be doing drugs and I wouldn't be near that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like they don't have any motivation for what they do. And, I mean, I guess other than maybe money and pushing drugs and that sort of thing, but there's no substance to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Agreed.
But the PCHers themselves kind of bother me a little bit because, like, there's a few of them that seem like they could be real gangsters to me, but that was just, like, Weevil and Thumper. Like, the rest of them, they just look like brown actors that they got. Okay, they'll be fine.
Wait, Billy doesn't look like... Billy doesn't look like a gangster to you?
Okay, we'll make an exception for Billy. I don't know. They just, and then like at when Weevil comes in and they're all like cheering, yay! Like it sounded like a Mighty Ducks kind of thing. It's just so like ridiculous.
Oh my god, I love the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, I feel like that's the point though. Am I missing something? Because like they're in high school, they're juvenile, they, you know, this is just what they're doing, like to kill time basically while they fail for however many times. Whereas the Fitzpatricks, like, this is their life, and that's depressing as hell for them, because, seriously, all they do is follow around that slightly bigger guy with the, like, crumpled shirt, and I refuse to learn any of their names, and, like, get mad when people sleep with the women Fitzpatricks and just play pool. Like, cool life, bro.
I feel like the gang stuff is supposed to be built up during the season, but, I mean... I'm sure we're not the only ones who kind of see through all of these things, so I think that makes it a little less ineffective than it should be at this point.
I just think it's, like, so very obvious that nobody on the writing staff, like, has ever been in contact with gangs. So.
If they were, they'd be, like, the Billies of the gang, I feel.
Yeah. That's so true.
Yeah. So how do you feel about Weevil's retirement? Because I feel it like it makes the PCHers look completely ridiculous. Because before they had some substance, but were you okay with him walking away from them in the end?
Yes.
Hell yes.
I was so happy. Yeah. I was so proud of him.
He's growing up.
Yeah, he doesn't need all that crap. He's so smart. Like, the things that... And, I mean, it's kind of in a manipulative, conniving way, but you kind of can't blame him for that because that's how he grew up. But compared to all the rest of them, like, he really does have leadership skills, and he really does care about his friends and his family and that sort of thing. And I just... Yeah, I'm glad he's done with that. I don't want him to stop being the bad boy because I think that's one of the best parts about him. It makes him really interesting, but I'm glad that maybe he's sort of done with that whole gang.
Weevil just has so much potential. I don't feel like he needs to be held back by the PCHers. Like, he could really do something for himself. He's really smart. I don't know. Okay. He's probably not going to do anything with his life, but he should.
He's like a natural leader, as we've seen. So, yeah, I think that he could do it. But it's kind of hard to tell. You put this down here, Ariana, and I agree, sort of, with your question. What do you think Weevil wants out of life? Because we've only seen him in terms of his family and his gang. And so now it's kind of his turn to pick where he goes next, I guess. So where do we see Weevil possibly going, or what do we think he wants now that he's gotten his revenge and he's out of the PCHers and his slate is pretty much clean now and he can kind of start over?
I'd love to see him go to college. I could see him getting like a business degree or something like that. He has those leadership qualities.
I think he would be a great businessman, but I feel like it doesn't seem at this point realistic that he would have to start off in community college. Just the way his life is going right now, it doesn't seem really realistic. It seems like he would probably go work like for his uncle in his car shop. But like how Felix was talking about how he would be happy driving his truck and having his family. I think that that would make Felix really happy, but I don't see Weevil as being the kind of person who would feel fulfilled just reaching a certain level. But then I don't know if he has the, not the skills, but like the surrounding community or the support system to allow him or to even know how to do something else.
Or even the means of doing something else. But yeah, I agree with that. Well, at least there's one thing. Unlike Veronica, even though he kind of has sort of murdered, killed someone before, at least we don't really see him as a murderer like Veronica did, do we?
Veronica just, like, blames her friends for everything. It's, like, the people nearest to her.
Yeah.
Logan, Duncan, Weevil.
They're all sketchy. Yeah.
I don't really know how to feel about the whole Weevil killed, what's-his-face, because, well, I mean, he didn't do it directly, but I feel like in this episode, he knew exactly what was going on. He knew what happened. I think when he did what he did, he knew what the result would be. And I really don't... On the one hand, I can see where he's coming from because it was revenge and it was getting even because something bad did happen. But at the same time, I don't know if I really thought he was capable of doing that.
Right, it's a sticky situation, sort of. Or it's like, it's hard to really get a grasp on how you feel about it.
No, it's not. No. He killed someone. That's bad. Like, that's a bad thing to do. Because he was definitely, like, orchestrated that. So I think that basically counts. I hope that now that Weevil is out of the gang, that is the... Like, we wouldn't see him do something else like that. Because I'm definitely not okay with what he did.
So you think less of him?
Yeah, I do.
Because it's a terrible thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have mixed feelings because I think that you could argue that that Weevil didn't technically kill him. He just... Well, I don't really remember the other episode that well. But what it
he set him up he for did,
he took away the guy's drugs or he set him up so that
he hid the money
so that it would look like he stole from them, so he basically got him in trouble with the people and he probably assumed they would kill him, but he didn't technically know.
I think it was like a pretty sure thing because he was talking about either you fix it, Veronica, or I'll fix it, and I guess he knew like how quickly that would escalate with something like that. If he stole all the money, you know, that this would be like the proper retaliation. I just feel like I feel like this was Veronica Mars was trying to tell me like, hey, this is, you know, gray area, you know, because he was defending the honor of Felix, but also this guy just got blown up. So, you know, gray area. And I'm like, no, Veronica Mars, it's not a gray area. Like, stop saying that killing people is cool. Just, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I kind of felt like it was a bit out of character for Weevil, but because I thought he was smarter than that. But I guess the fact that he set it up and got away with it means he is pretty smart.
Yeah. Fair enough. Speaking of Veronica's friends... let's talk about Mac really fast and what's going on with her and Cassidy. I think it is in this episode where we find out that she's using her skills to listen in on Cassidy's phone conversations, which I feel like that is out of character for Mac, but I guess she doesn't know how to deal with relationships, but I don't like it.
It's so weird.
Yeah, I don't...
It's crazy to, like, another level. Like, just imagine if any other character on this show said they did that, or like a random girl, we would be like, she's crazy.
Does it feel out of character for anybody else?
Not really.
No.
I mean, she has that skill set, and this is the first time that we've seen her in a relationship and then obviously getting dumped. So I think that she is a little bit crazy right now. So I don't think it's way out of character. I was kind of surprised, but I kind of mostly just feel bad for her. Like, I mean, it's not cool what she's doing, but she is really upset about Cassidy.
Yeah, I mean, Cassidy is, like, no catch, in my opinion, so I don't know why she... I mean, I get why she's upset, but I think it makes sense because, yeah, like Karen said, we haven't... Well, it was made clear in a couple episodes ago where, you know, she's trying to, like, take things to the next level, and Cassidy's like, hell no, that she kind of doesn't really know what she's doing, so... I don't know, are they trying to say this is like the equivalent of Facebook stalking for Mac? Just being like, what's he doing? Like, what's he up to?
Who's he talking to?
Yeah, who's he talking to? I want to know all his personal details. Oh, that got... Yeah.
So, I don't remember. How many of you were supporters of Mac and Cassidy together?
Nope.
And are you still now?
Remember, I think not... I'm the only one.
are you still a fan of them together?
Yes.
Or... Okay.
I really want them to get back together.
Oh, gross. No.
He's so obviously gay. Why would you want that?
I was listening to the last episode and you guys said that and I was like yelling at the computer. It's like, no. I mean, honestly, like, that is a really good theory, and it's not something that I thought of. I honestly was thinking that maybe he had been abused or something, and so he had trouble getting physical with somebody else.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I was That's thinking
a much
that.
More sympathetic way of looking at it, Karen.
I was thinking like Karen, too, but that would make sense, I guess. I hadn't even thought about that. I just blew my mind. But I still want Cassidy to be, like, some evil mastermind guy because I think he's such a creep. So, yeah, he is so weird. No, he is so shady. He is so shady. And I can't decide right now because he hasn't really been in these two episodes because, I don't know what's up, obviously, with season three. I can't decide if this is him getting written out of the show or if this is, like, even more shady. So
they address it,
right?
They don't just leave it there because I'm gonna be wondering forever what's going on.
No, because I feel like he has been so built up, and he, like, the focus has been so much on him this season that something is up there that needs to get sorted out. I don't know if it'll be like this season or if it goes through to next season. Although, what is he still at high school next year? Someone explain the years to me real quick. Like, they're all graduating. Is he in the same year? Yes.
I don't think so. No. I think he's a year younger.
Okay, yeah. So he would still be at high school in season three, hypothetically.
Right. Everyone else that I can think of is the same age. So Wallace, Veronica, Logan, everybody, they will all be in the same... They're all in the same graduating class.
Okay, so I feel like it has to get sorted out this season then because he's not going to be around next season. I'm assuming they're not going to just hang out at Neptune High all the time.
For no reason, you know.
Maybe.
Nostalgia.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so...
That's why they're writing him out.
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, maybe they had some grand plan for him and the actor was like, no, I'm done, and they just had to write him out. But we'll find out, I guess.
I will not say one way or another, so let's move on to another one of Veronica's friends acting a little weird and hormonal, and that's Wallace. In our last podcast episode, I was kind of discussing how I haven't been a fan of Wallace lately between his breakup with Jane and then he runs straight to Jackie and just kind of all the stuff he's doing. I just haven't been a fan. How are you feeling about Wallace at this point of the season?
Wallace is a play is going to play, and he, I don't know. I don't really like it. But I guess he made up with Jackie at the end of this episode, right? He's nice again, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
He's such a jerk. I hate him right now.
Yeah.
I kind of agree. Yeah, because up until this point, he's been really weird, and it really didn't seem like him, because, I don't know, like, season one Wallace wouldn't have done any of this stuff, and I don't feel like anything's really happened to change him that much, and I'm really glad that he's seeing Jackie in a new light, because she is different now, and that's great, but the way that he handled that whole situation is just... I don't like it. But at the end of this episode, he kind of returned to his normal self. So I was definitely glad to see that.
Yeah, I kind of wish that they didn't have to rebuild Jackie's character at the cost of Wallace's, which is what it feels like.
Mm-hmm. It feels like they took Wallace away for a while, and he hasn't been the same since. But by taking him away, that's when they could focus more on Jackie. And I wish that they hadn't done that.
Right.
Just
and
kind of going off of what you said.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I kind of feel like it is really out of character. I mean, I don't really care about that whole Jane thing because she was just like another blonde girl that this show really didn't need. But he was still a jerk. And I really liked that Jackie was like, no, and not having any of it at the start of this episode. And I sort of wish that she had stayed like that. And been like, you're kind of acting like a dick, so no, thank you.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. And even when we get to talking about the Alterna Prom episode, like, I just still not a fan at this point. So Jackie, or because Jackie got rebuilt, do we see that as a good thing? Like, will we miss her now that we know that she's leaving for France?
I think I will.
Yeah.
Which is kind of surprising considering how much I loathed her in the beginning, but she's really, really trying hard to come back around and to really do the right thing. And when it's not easy either, I mean, Wallace was practically throwing himself at her and she was like, no, you know, I need to do this for me. And she turned him down. And I think that, even a couple of episodes ago, I don't think she would have done that. So it was a really nice change to see.
Yeah, I personally find the actress a little bit grating. I don't know why, but I'm definitely enjoying Jackie's character a whole lot more now. But it's like, it's too fast of a turnaround for me to be super invested in her. Because she's been annoying like 90% of the time that she's been on this show. So...
I'm going to miss her, if for nothing else, that it's, I mean, she's basically, what does that leave for girls on this show? Like two? Right? Veronica and Mac?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But yeah, I agree with Marma. She hasn't been a good character for long enough to where I'm upset that she's leaving for France. Like, I'm disappointed, but I don't think I'm upset. Speaking, I guess, of women on the show, I think this was the episode where we kind of found out about all of these things about Kendall's other life, her secret life.
She's crazy.
The first time I saw it, I was really surprised that she had all of this. Like, she had another identity. She has another house and all of these things. I kind of like what that gives to Kendall's character. I think it's really interesting. I don't know how you guys feel.
She's awesome.
No, I was gonna
say she's awesome.
Yeah, she is. I love her. She's amazing.
She like probably killed all these kids on a bus.
I know, but she's so smart. She's like been hustling everyone. That's crazy amazing.
And everybody
thinks
she's stupid.
Right.
I say that we didn't give her enough credit in the beginning.
No.
Because
I thought she was
so
dumb.
Yeah, she's not. It's kind of amazing.
Cassie better watch out. She's going to hustle him out of his money.
Yeah, because she's the business owner or whatever.
Yeah, all the money's in her name. He's going to have to kill her. I told you.
Oh, well, maybe that will be his, like, evil thing that happens.
She is not evil.
Maybe she'll kill Cassidy. I would like that a lot more. Push him off the cliff, like,
You say these things just to hurt me, don't you?
Well, I mean,
It's an added bonus.
yeah.
But yeah, like when they rolled up to her secret house, I was like, really? How can you hide a secret house that is that large and that nice?
Why
Like if
would
I
you
had a
need a
secret
secret
house,
house that big?
yeah, it would be a shack somewhere. Or like a part of
An
a forest that
apartment?
nobody can find. Yeah. Or an apartment. It wouldn't be like a nice 09er looking house, but
I
that's
just
just
didn't
me, I
understand why
guess.
she had it. She was never there, obviously, because she had to go be with her husband. So why does she have a house that big? I don't know.
Yeah, the only bit I didn't like, well, apart from that, doesn't make any logical sense. The only bit I didn't like about this was how it's like, again, back with the Fitzpatricks, who I neither care nor like am at all invested in or
Yeah.
enjoy. That like they're not even the worst thing is they're not even funny. Like everyone else on this show like talks in puns and like pop culture references, and the Fitzpatricks are like too old for that. So I'm like, what are you adding to this?
They're just bumbling cokeheads or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and she's apparently like dating one of them that's in jail right now.
Yeah.
So it's
Kendall can
just.
do so much better, girl. Get out there.
Kendall is dating one?
I believe
I
so.
don't remember that from
I
the
think they
recap.
said that she's dating, or she was, because she took the fall. Her most recent stint in jail was because she took the fall for one of the Fitzpatricks who was her partner. They've been like a Bonnie and Clyde sort of thing, I think, going on.
Oh my God,
And
I wanted to
so,
see that spin-off.
right?
Yeah.
Yes. Except it would be with a Fitzpatrick, though.
Yeah, but I don't care. Like Kendall could just be it would just be Kendall all the time.
Just Kendall.
She hasn't aged in like 30 years, that actress, so I think that would be totally fine.
I think
Yeah,
that she
that's
looks
really
so
true.
much older now than she did at the beginning of the series. It's really
No
bizarre.
way. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like she looks how I wonder how old I have to look up how old she is now.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just because she's not wearing bikinis anymore. She's wearing like black cat suits or like burglary outfits.
Yeah, she's gone a bit like Black Widow on everyone, hasn't she?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like no more like satiny robes and skimpy bikinis. It's
Oh my God, she's
black cat suits.
43. Jesus.
Really? Is she
Yeah.
really?
She's 43 right now. So when was
Oh, I
this?
guess
When was this? Like 2006 or
six,
something?
seven,
I think
maybe
it was
six,
six.
yeah.
The season went six, seven.
Still, that's like mid-30s,
Yeah,
which is
that's
damn
still
good.
good. Yeah.
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 She's supposed to be playing a 25-year-old.
Yeah, well, she could be on Glee.
She would totally fit in on Glee.
She really would.
Right? Everyone on that
Yeah.
show is like 35 years old.
Yep, they are. So do we, let's save the mayor discussion for like 2 minutes from now.
Okay, I just want to point
Okay.
out that Gia
Yeah.
said that he called her like 2 seconds before the bus crashed, which is weird. But we can move on now.
I hate him so much. Just throwing
Same.
that out there.
Oh, yeah, same.
Yeah. Let's hold on to that hate for 2 seconds then and get through our favorite scene and favorite lines, and then we'll move into the next one. Because I really want to hear all your hate. So my favorite scene was taken by Ariana. So here is my second favorite scene, and that is Mac realizing, slowly realizing that Veronica promised her as a date to the prom to Butters. So as they're going through the vice principal's office, Butters is saying all these things, and she's slowly realizing what he's talking about. And then the look on her face and the way she treats Veronica after that is just golden, and I enjoy it so much.
Butters is kind of cute. I feel bad for him.
I know he doesn't know.
What? He's
Like,
so weird.
he's trying to be nice. He wanted to match his like the corsage to her dress. That was nice.
Yeah, he wasn't being creepy. He was just being awkward.
That's
Unfortunately.
no, it's
Here's you
definitely creepy.
guys.
All right.
In a good way.
No, in a weird way.
Merrimut, what was your favorite scene?
Well, Ariana took mine
If you
as
can
well.
remember.
So I'm going to go ahead from this discussion and choose another one. I'm going to say when Jackie turned Wallace down and then forget about when she changed her mind. Because I was like, yeah, feminism. And then I was like, damn it. So, yeah, I'm going to go with that. That was great.
Sounds good. So, Ariana, will you please tell us the scene that you took from All of Us?
My favorite scene was when Weevil comes in and saves the day. I just love him so much. He's so smart. He's representing the Mexicanos, so I like that.
Gotcha.
I just realized we're so disadvantaged because you write the docs, so you always get first choice of favorite scenes.
True.
Damn. Damn.
Her
Wow.
and Gabrielle, always.
It's taken me like 20 episodes to realize this. Cool.
You could just be like Gabrielle. Sometimes she steals mine anyway. And 'cause usually she comes first. So you know she's
Oh, duh. I could have
Oh,
just taken it today and forced you to choose another one.
yeah. We'll have to remember that for next time. That'll be
Yeah.
our plan of action next time. Karen, what was your favorite scene?
Mine has no significance, but it was just so funny to me. It was when Veronica flicks Billy in his black eye. I don't know why, but I laughed forever about that. Poor
I
Billy.
mean it was funny, but I think it's funny that you found it to be like the best thing ever. I think that's great.
I feel like this says a lot about Karen.
Like what?
I don't know. Open to interpretation.
Just putting that out there. It's fine. It's okay. All right. So, favorite lines. Mine comes from Mac from this episode, and it's when she says, "Your wish is my shift command."
That
I
was
just
so
thought it was
cute.
good, cute, nerdy humor. Marima, favorite line.
Mine was from Veronica when she says, Logan may be a little fuzzy on the commandments, which is like the understatement of this entire show.
Yes, it truly is. Ariana?
My favorite was when Veronica, or no, when Weevil was trying to convince Veronica that he didn't kill the bus crash, or he didn't do the bus crash. And he goes, "Believe me." She goes, "How could I not when you're batting those Maybelline lashes at me?" It
These
reminded me
lashes
of,
are so long.
yeah, it
They
reminded
really
me of the
are.
listener who wrote in and was like, "Weevil's lashes are so long." So now I always think of that.
Aw. They're so pretty, though. He's better lashes than I do, but
Me
it's
too.
fine.
It's so
It's
depressing.
really fine. I know. I have
So
to deal
wasted on a
with
boy.
it. Karen, what was your favorite line?
Mine was from Weevil at the end when he says, "The PCHers ain't dealing for you no more," which is really hard for me to say because, oh my God, poor grammar. But I just really loved how he stood up to the Fitzpatricks. He's so badass.
He is. Good choice. All right, so I hope you didn't get rid of your mayor hate because we are jumping right into episode 20, Look Who's Stalking. And here is our second synopsis for the day. In this episode, Mayor Goodman goes all Downton Abbey on us, and Keith has to help him drag the naked person in his bed to the hospital. No good deed goes unpunished, though, and Woody publicly blames the incident on Keith. Papa Mars ain't having none of this, though. He goes to the press with the real story himself. The incorporation bill fails, so Neptune has to keep the poor people. Such a bummer. Prom gets canceled, but Logan throws an anti-prom, and Veronica accidentally, on purpose, invites half the school. So Wallace gets to have sexy times with Jackie after all, and Logan drunkenly broods over his and Veronica's epic love story. She can't handle his kisses, though, and the next morning, V finds a hungover Logan hanging out with a very naked Kendall. Meanwhile, Gia has a stalker, and it turns out it's Lucky the janitor who has an axe to grind with the mayor. Also, probably a literal axe as well. He's creepy. And Terrence Cook says he broke into Miss Dumas's house to get her tell-all book that would reveal his gambling addiction. It was so not necessary, though, because the story went public anyway. Also, Veronica has chlamydia. And that's our synopsis. So, Mayor hate, go. Anybody.
I have a question.
Sure.
Because I don't watch Downton Abbey, I don't know that reference.
I don't either, because okay. I don't either.
I don't want to spoil it for people, but it's from the first season. Oh, wait. Do you guys watch... I don't know anything about Divergent, except for that four is played by the...
Oh,
the
wait!
From Downton Abbey.
Wait, I totally only just got that Downton Abbey reference. Wow.
Because I thought she was dead at first.
Yeah, me too. That's good. I like it. I like it a lot.
And I was like, oh my god. But, well, okay, let's just say there's a person on Downton Abbey who brings in someone into their bedroom and they die while having intercourse, and then they have to drag their dead body out.
It's pretty great as far as plot lines go.
Oh, well, thanks for that.
I love how he says this. I can't even get through it. He goes, this is not a proud moment for me. So that's an understatement.
Oh, my God. It should even be a moment.
I just hate him so much. I can't... At first, I was like, okay, this guy's kind of cool. He's, like, a little peppy, but whatever. And then just every episode since then, I feel like it's just all going downhill. And this one was the worst. And I think the worst part about it is that he feels so justified in blaming it on Keith. Like, in his mind, it's an actual good reason. And I just want to punch him in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good reaction.
He's so shady.
Also, he probably caused the bus crash.
Yeah?
Well, I feel like he's the one who makes the most sense with all the clues we have, but it also seems too obvious. But I think everything's leading up to him.
Yeah, because the Fitzpatricks, we know that they were nearby, and they work for him. They were on the construction site.
Oh, so I didn't even think of them.
So wait, but then what is the connection between him and Kendall, if it's the Fitzpatricks? Because, like, I feel like if it's the Fitzpatricks, then Kendall is involved.
I don't know, like, I'm not saying why. I don't know why he did it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it doesn't make sense how he kept calling. Like, he told Gia, don't get on the bus. And then, figured out that the bomb was, like, motion-activated by a call. And then he calls Gia to find out where she is. And then the bus crashes, like, immediately after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah. Like, I definitely think it makes sense. But then... I'm wondering if he's meant to be, like, the Duncan of this season, where we're like, oh, duh, it's the mayor, and then it randomly turns out to be, like, some person that we've never even thought of. Like, Butters caused the bus crash or something. And everyone's like, wait, what now? So,
that would be great,
yeah, that would be great. I hate Butters. do I like anyone on this show? I'm beginning to wonder. I like Kendall a lot. And I feel like this says a lot about my personality.
Yeah, it's questionable.
Right. I think, like, the mayor is just... It was one of the episodes we didn't talk about where they have the DVD thing of his... Like, the video in his house.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, like, obviously shady. And then...
It must be Lucky then, right?
Well, I was assuming so.
Sorry, continue.
Oh, no, I was just assuming that that's what... But, like, that was obviously shady. So I feel like they're trying to point out to us that, hey, this guy's weird and crazy.
Or he's got something where someone would want to threaten him by...
Right. And I really want to know what that is now.
Yeah.
And that is another thing I feel like needs to be wrapped up this season. So many questions. Oh, I need answers to everything.
I know, what, we only have 2 episodes left, like... I feel like there's a lot that needs to go down in those last 2 episodes.
Yeah, and that's why part of me feels like all of these, like, 5,000 questions we have somehow are, like, all connected to the one thing, because there is no way they can explain away all of these things separately. But right. I just don't understand how they're connected. But I'm sure that they are. Or at least, like, some of them have to be, because, you know, this is nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Daniel, I had a question. Sorry. So do we know for sure now, for sure that the Fitzpatricks killed Felix? Like that plot line is gone. It's not really relevant. Or is it still?
That
Because
the
I'm just assuming
Fitzpatrick.
that's not really important anymore, the Felix plot line.
Yeah, I agree.
Thumper killed
Thumper
Felix.
killed
Yeah.
Yeah, but he killed him for the Fitzpatricks.
Right.
Right.
Probably, yeah.
I
I think
felt
that's what
like
we're
that's
meant to.
done now.
Okay.
I hope it is, because
I
I can't deal with more plot lines.
can't remember it coming up again. Because, I mean, like the first season finale, like a lot goes down in the last two episodes, and I don't think that comes back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any guesses as to why Lucky is so angry at the mayor? Or why he would use Gia, like, as, I don't know.
To get to him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got nothing. Like, if it's to do with Gia, I feel like it has to have something to do with like kids or like, Lucky, like, well, I feel like Lucky, I feel like, isn't old enough to have kids, maybe. Like someone's child or something like that, if he's going after the mayor's child. But maybe that's just because like Gia is literally the only thing we know about the mayor aside from like he's the mayor, so that's the only way they can show someone getting at him.
Well, he
Yeah.
also has his crazy wife who like beats
Oh
his son up.
yeah. Oh, I forgot about
Yeah,
her.
the abusive wife.
Because she hasn't been on the show in like 10 episodes.
Yeah, I think that was like discs one or two that we saw her, and that was it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was when Meg was still alive.
Oh yeah. Remember Meg? Good times.
Way back when. Yeah, exactly. All right. I mean,
Who bailed, sorry, quick question. Who
sure.
bailed Lucky out of jail? Because I feel
Meg's
like that could be
parents.
a... Oh.
Yeah, that doesn't make
Yeah.
sense either.
Because
Oh,
remember,
yeah.
they wanted Meg to date him, and she
Right,
was like,
right.
I don't want to date him. For good reason, obviously, now.
Oh, I totally did not connect that. Okay, that makes a lot more sense now.
I thought maybe that could be a clue, but I don't really see the connection between them and the mayor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
I
don't
mean, they
maybe it was
both
just
have
because.
abused children. That's like the only connection.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that's not a good connection to have. Don't do that.
Although maybe that has
No.
to, I don't know. No. Because you were talking about children, maybe because they both, he abuses his children, but then he, never
What,
mind.
and you think they have like a children abusers club where they like hang
I
out? What?
don't know.
I have no idea. Like, I feel like it has to be something that we don't know about yet. It has to be a curveball.
I'm not saying anything.
Speaking of
Meanwhile,
curveballs.
yeah, what the hell? This first point, exactly.
Yes. I like the way you phrased it, Aya, in the doc, but I cannot say that. I don't think on the show. But
No, this is family friendly.
how in the world, let's do that, did Veronica get chlamydia? And why is that a plot point?
Because Duncan's a sleazeball.
No, I don't.
That's what
Well,
we were saying.
how could it have been Duncan, though? Like, could it have been
Because he
Duncan?
slept with Kendall.
Oh, yeah, I totally didn't think about that. Oh, does that mean Logan has chlamydia now? Oh, karma. Yes, please. Please make that true.
Well, is
Also, like,
it's not the only thing.
why was this not mentioned again? Like, this is a huge deal. What? I don't understand.
I have an interesting story about chlamydia.
Oh, go
Nice.
ahead.
Please, please.
So my uncle is an OBGYN, so he delivers like babies all the time, obviously. And he had a patient who named her daughter Chlamydia because she thought it was pretty and she didn't think that anyone would know what it meant. So
Was her name Gia? Just
Yes, because
remember?
chlamydia is a flower.
Yes.
It does sound like
Oh
a flower,
no.
guys.
Oh, totally sounds like a flower. Oh God, it's terrible. Ugh. But yeah, I just don't. I can see how I guess it's realistic that one of these people has to get some sort of STD, but I don't know. I just, it was like, hey, you have chlamydia. Okay, that's cool. Give me drugs and I'll see you later. Like, they didn't deal with it at all.
Yeah, that's why I assume it has to come back, because otherwise it's just like a really misplaced PSA.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think it's the PSA. I feel like they would do more with it
Yeah,
if it was.
that's what I mean,
Hopefully.
which is why I don't understand it, because like then it wasn't addressed at all. So, more things for the final two episodes. Yay.
Chlamydia, yay! Chlamydia and murder.
Seriously.
They go so well together.
But like, I really hope that she didn't get it from Duncan, because that means we have to talk about Duncan some more, which I am not into doing.
Yeah.
You know who I do like talking about is Officer Leo.
Officer Leo.
Oh, when they
I was
said
so
his full
happy.
name in this, I didn't know who they were talking about, because I've just called him
Me
Schmidt in
neither.
my head the entire time. I was like, wait, what now? And then I was like, oh, it's Schmidt. Oh, his name
It's
is
Schmidt.
something, something, yeah.
I can't figure out if I genuinely like him or if I just like him because I'm transporting Schmidt onto him.
Yeah, that's the same problem I have.
I think he's charming. I liked him before New Girl started. I just think he's charming. I don't know.
I
I
really
felt really bad for
like him,
him
except
this
that now
episode,
he's like ruining the whole
honestly.
case.
Yeah, a little bit. It's fine. Yes. What were you saying, Karen?
That I felt really bad for him this episode. Because he wanted
Oh.
to meet up with Veronica, and she was like, yeah, I'm just using you again.
I know, it was so sad.
He should know better by now.
Yeah. I mean, he probably had an idea that that was what it was about.
Just living in hope.
Yeah, exactly. He chose to hope rather than, I guess, I don't
He's
know,
so
rather than
different from,
assume.
like, he's so different compared to everyone else that she's dated.
As in he's like simpler, not in a bad way, but
Yeah,
just
well, like Gia goes, he's cute in a tough, mumbly kind of way, and it's true. He just kind of like mumbles everything. But
Which
he's
is, yeah, that
cute.
was like the perfect way to describe him.
I was happy to see him. It made me really happy. Let's see.
Terrence
Moving
Cook.
on. Yes, Terrence Cook. So in this episode, we see him recovering in the hospital after his stint in trying to get into Miss Dumas's house. And that story comes out anyway. Do we really care? Is it? I think the most interesting thing about those scenes was the way in which Jackie interacted with him. I don't
I
think I
agree.
necessarily cared about him lying in the bed or about his story getting out, but I liked seeing the way that Jackie would read to him or just how nice she was to him, considering how mean she used to be to him in the beginning of the season.
Or how she hid the news from him, even when it
Yeah.
was revealed. That was classy, Jackie.
Yeah, I agree. But I don't really care about Terrence Cook anymore. I don't know if I even did earlier, but I don't know how you guys feel about him at all.
I agree.
Yeah, pretty much the same way.
I feel like he's another character that they may have tried to make interesting, but then it just kind of failed, and so he's in the hospital now. So yeah, not important. So let's move on to probably one of the biggest things that happened in this episode, and that is Alterna prom. And we
It
have
was the biggest thing, Danielle. There is nothing
Okay.
bigger than prom.
This is true. I'm sorry, I take that back. This is the biggest thing that has ever happened ever in the history of Veronica Mars, because even the Lily Kane murder case is not more important than prom or even an alternative prom. I'm sorry.
Duh.
I should have known. So there are quite a few things to talk about. So besides Corny's tux, which I really liked and I just wanted to mention because I love Corny, we get more Wallace and Jackie sexy time. Way more than we may have wanted. Way more than I wanted. What did you think about it?
I mean, I think it's nice that Wallace is getting some.
So, yeah, I didn't mind.
Whatever.
Really? I was kind of not grossed
like,
out.
Like, she's defiling but... Wallace. Ew. Was that your feelings, Daniel?
It was a little awkward.
I see him as a kid. I see him maybe as a little kid or I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, well, wait. Was this meant to be the first, like, his first time? Is that what the point of this was?
That's what I'm assuming it was. Yeah, oh. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know who else it would have been. It was not Jane, I don't think.
Good for Jane. Because he obviously didn't care about her at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes more sense. Oh, I just didn't care at all about it. I am, like, not into this relationship between them at all. And I'm not a big fan of, like, Wallace at the moment, just in general.
Yeah, I think that was part of the reason why I had the reaction I did, was because of the way that Wallace and Jackie came about this time. It was that, and just the whole thing was awkward for me, so it was not my favorite thing in the world.
I mean, I'm still shipping Wallace and Mac, so...
Oh, is that a thing?
Apparently.
Oh,
it's my thing.
No, Mac deserves way better. Don't stick her with Cassidy and then be like, oh, you can have this jerk Wallace who, like, pressures girls into dating him. Yeah, cool.
But Wallace isn't always like that, only right now. He's going through a really tough, like, annoying period.
All right.
Speaking of Mac and Butters show up to Alterna prom. Butters was looking pretty styling, if I have to say so myself.
I thought he was so cute.
I liked his hat.
Yes, his hat is what made it for me, I think.
And he likes her because she's weird.
I thought it was so adorable.
Speech, yeah.
And I think it's cool that he's confident enough in himself to sort of be like that, to be whoever he wants to be, because high school can be full of a lot of pressure, and especially when you're the principal's son, you know, and he just kind of is who he is, and I like that he's like that.
I agree. I forgot what they were talking about, but in the middle of Alterna prom, he just came out with this weird fact that he just started talking on and on about. And I just thought, hey, good for you, Butters. Do what you want. He didn't look like he was dejected in telling anything or in telling the fact or anything like that. So,
oh, the space elevator?
Yes. That's
what oh, yeah.
Space elevator. Thank you.
That space elevator sounds so awesome.
It does.
Who knows? Maybe Butters is building it right now.
But I think the best part about all of this was just Mac's face the entire time. She was like, oh my god. And I'm glad she kind of gave him a chance at the end, but leading up to that was so funny. She was so pissed at Veronica.
Yeah, because like he took her out to dinner. I forgot where.
On a pirate ship?
Yes! That's what it was. Thank
you. That was
the
best.
Pirate ship. I mean, I would have been excited to go to dinner on a pirate ship, but...
Me too!
Yeah.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, no, she was not having it. It was great. And Madison was another character who was just kind of not having it, especially when it came to Dick. And I think... I'm not going to spoil the lines, because I know it's someone's favorite line, but... She was not having it in terms of Veronica's chiding about Sheriff Lamb, which was very, very funny. And Dick had his pig, or his hog, his, like, beer hog. And I think it was really funny to see all these characters at this party.
He had a pig?
He had a... that thing that he was carrying around on his shoulder, it looked like a giant, like, water cooler
It
almost.
looked like a one-man keg.
Yeah, it was like a. It might have been in the shape of a keg, but I think it might have been in the shape of a pig or something, and he kept calling it his hog.
I paid so much attention, obviously.
But I liked this party because, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think we've actually been to an O-Niner party to this level before. We've seen the flashbacks from the one where Veronica got raped, and we went to the one in like the model house with Meg that one time. But I don't think we've ever been to one that was like this, and so I really enjoyed it. Just kind of watching the O-Niners do what they normally do, I guess.
Yeah, they should throw more parties on Veronica Mars. I don't know why they don't.
Mean, I'm sure they are, but go
I
ahead.
really liked this one too, just because like the O-Niners and the I don't know who you call the other people, the regular folks. They were really mixing here, and nobody really seemed to care. And I thought that was kind of a cool step in the right direction.
Yeah, I agree.
It's because Corny's so inclusive.
I love Corny so much.
What was his tux? I don't think I even like noticed it.
He was wearing one of those t-shirt tuxes, like where it's painted on the t-shirt, and I think he might
Oh,
have had
okay.
a hat too, possibly. I don't know. But
Did
he
he
was like a
actually end
normal
up
folk.
bringing something? Do you
I
remember
don't
for
know.
the
I don't
potluck?
think so. His brownies.
He's
I
so
don't know.
funny.
He is.
I'm really sad that he's probably going to be gone next year since they're going to college.
We're all the same age. He might pop up. You never know.
Yeah.
They all
Maybe
are
he'll be
going to
in the
go to the
movie.
same college.
I feel like that always happens with shows
Yeah.
like this,
I keep forgetting
though.
that like they graduate at the end of this year and it just makes me not excited for season 3 because I hate that transition.
Yeah.
I don't feel
It's
like it ever
really awkward.
works.
I feel
I
like
really
very
liked
few
the
shows have
college
done it well.
episode this year, though.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm
Yeah.
assuming they're all going to go to that college because it's the only one we have seen and it's also in Neptune.
What, you don't think Veronica's gonna go to Stanford?
Yeah, and then the entire season 3 will be like her Skyping with the others and like solving crimes that way while she's like sitting in her dorm room.
Solving crimes via Skype.
I think it's really realistic that, like, I don't know if they're poor people. What are they, like, lower middle class, Veronica and Wallace, that they would stay in Neptune because that saves you a lot of money. Like, a lot of people do that.
Oh yeah. So speaking of Veronica, let's discuss the Logan and Veronica stuff that went down at the Alterna prom. As a little bit of insight, this is probably one of the most famous interactions, I guess, or one of the most beloved interactions in Veronica Mars as a whole, especially with Logan and Veronica shippers. And I was wondering what your reactions to it were, if any, I guess.
My heart may or may not have fluttered a few times.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I kind of enjoyed it, but I feel like it would have meant so much more if he wasn't drunk out of his mind.
Yeah, that
It
was
kind
a
of
sad
negates a
revelation.
lot of things. Well, it wasn't really a revelation. Like, he was obviously
No.
while he was talking to her.
I mean, he looked drunk, but I don't think we found out how much so until the next morning. Because, I mean, he wasn't stumbling, slurring his words, and like almost looking like he was blacked out. At least to me, he didn't. So it was kind of a surprise the next day.
Yeah, and I feel like at the end of, like, the very end of the episode when he kept trying to talk to her and she just walked away and went into the elevator, I almost felt like he was saying, yeah, I was really drunk and no, I don't remember all of that, but I still meant every word because she told him what he said. And so I think he was trying to tell her that, like, that really was how he felt and she was just having none of it, which, I don't blame her.
No, at that point, especially because I think this is another case of who knows what, but Veronica knows who Kendall is. And besides the fact that her and Logan together is gross to begin with, like she has this whole different view on Kendall than Logan does at this point too. So I'm sure that definitely did not sit well, to say the least.
I really didn't like it.
I was just gonna say,
Surprising.
yeah, I was
This
just gonna ask.
it's just that whole interaction is like the entire reason why I don't like their relationship. I feel like, and I won't ruin the quote because I'm sure it's someone's quote. Sure as hell isn't my quote, but
It was mine.
right. So when he says the thing that he says, I'm like, oh, this is the like that basically is the entire reason I don't like Logan and Veronica, which I mean we can talk about, but yeah, I just I can understand why people enjoy this interaction, and maybe now that the whole storyline with Felix has been wrapped up, I'm not so like vehemently anti-Logan, but I still don't like him, and I still don't like him and Veronica together, so I was like, seriously, this again? Yeah, it wasn't great.
Okay. All right. I mean,
I would argue that while they have a very unhealthy relationship, and I would never support that in real life, because it is a television show, I quite enjoy watching them.
I think I'm on the same lines as you. I would never want to deal with that kind of up and down. I would never allow any of my friends to deal with that kind of intense and almost harmful relationship. But because it's television, I enjoy watching the dynamics because it's something that I don't see very often.
That this is just like one of my least favorite tropes in TV, which is like the toxic relationship that's like this great love because they're both like horrible to each other. So that's just like a thing that I bring myself that I just don't enjoy watching. So I think that's probably more it. And I think the actors have great chemistry. Like they're really great together. And you know, I can understand why people like it, but I just don't enjoy it, so that's why.
Totally fine. At least you're not putting everybody down saying you're stupid and you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you
So,
guys don't know what you're talking about, but like I was just trying to be nice about it.
oh, okay. Thanks for that
Oh,
then.
well,
Appreciate
that's a
it.
change.
Yeah, right.
All right. So yes, I think that was the biggest thing in this episode. I really don't think there was really anything else that happened in this episode. We talked about the sketchy mayor and the stalker thing, and so yeah, we're just kind of gearing up. I think this was a lot of information was thrown at us in these last few episodes, but I think they were just dull enough to where you can tell that it's gearing up for the final two, which will have quite a lot going on. Hopefully not too
I'm
many con
excited.
yeah.
I'm gonna find out who killed everyone, like tonight.
Oh, that's right. You guys can watch it tonight.
Oh yeah. I'm
Oh.
gonna watch it after work. So exciting. Can I just say before we do our favorite scenes and stuff, how good everyone looked in this? It was so nice to see everyone dressed up. That's why I love a good like prom episode. 'Cause everyone gets to wear
Yes,
like amazing outfits.
Veronica's dress.
Oh my god, she looked amazing. And Mac looked great as well. And Madison looked
Yes.
hilarious with like the little poodle curls. They were so great.
Yeah, she looks so
Yeah, I was
cute.
glad someone went the like beauty queen route with it, because it's always
Yes.
disappointing when they don't.
Yeah. And Jackie and Wallace did look nice, as much as they kind of
Oh
made my
yeah.
skin a little bit, but they did look very nice.
Yeah, she had good dress.
Yeah, so I agree with you. I liked seeing everybody looking their best because we don't get to see it very often. So yeah. Favorite scenes. Mine is no surprise, but it's Logan's heartfelt slash drunk speech at the party, which we've already covered in great detail. So, Marima, what was your favorite scene?
Oh, my favorite scene was when Veronica was like making puns to Madison about Sheriff Lamb and the cops, like having the cops crawling all over you and taking it on the lamb and being on the lamb, which was amazing. It was just perfection. I can't even.
It is so good, so clever. I don't even know. Let's see, Ariana, your favorite scene.
Well, I really enjoyed the entire anti-prom, but I don't probably to be specific, I really enjoyed Mayor Goodman's Downton Abbey scene. So I just got such a kick out of his like his face.
And it not being his proudest moment.
Yes.
Yes.
This isn't my proudest moment.
Karen, your favorite scene?
Mine was just seeing Leo again, because it's been a while and it was nice.
Yeah, I agree. I like seeing Leo again too. All right, favorite lines. Mine come from two of my favorite characters. The first one is from Corny. I had two, I'm sorry, I had two favorite lines. I couldn't choose between them. The first one is from Corny, and he says, "I make these killer brownies. The secret? It's all in the butter." And he's like a total, he looks like a stoner, and he is kind of a stoner, so you would expect him to say something else, but he's just so, he's so good. And the other one is by my man Dick, and it's because it feels like he's speaking right to me when he says, "You better watch yourself, Danielle. Here comes me and my hog."
Danielle, when he said that, I literally wrote in my notes, he's talking to Danielle.
Yes!
I was
It's
thinking the
terrible.
same thing when I heard it. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, this makes me so happy. It's not the greatest thing to be happy about, but I'm happy anyway.
I'm just
Dick is
jealous
so
that,
funny.
like, you can get a shout out in a TV show.
It doesn't happen.
It's like the equivalent of never being able to find your name on those, like, novelty pens that you get in gift stores.
Yes.
Like, and no one
Yes.
ever says, like, "You better watch yourself, Marima." Oh my God, that would be amazing.
I will make that happen. I will find someone and make that happen. I promise.
Oh, thank you.
I will write a book and your name will be a character
Yeah,
in
but
that
I'll be
book.
like the devil or something.
I was trying to be nice.
I know. Karen's a sweetheart.
Yeah. Well, you did sort of get a slight shout out
Oh,
at least
right.
for my favorite line,
Yeah,
maybe don't.
that's the entire reason that I chose it, which was just when
Okay.
Wallace and Jackie are like having babies in the corridor, and Veronica's like, "Please get a room in Australia." And I just enjoy a little shout out, and also the fact that like Australia is the farthest place away. And if they came here, I could totally punch Wallace for being a jerk. So
There you go.
yeah, it works all around.
Yes. Ariana, favorite line.
Well, I picked that infamous line, when Logan tells her, "No one writes songs about the ones that come easy."
Gross.
Like happy sigh, and Merriman's just like, "It's disgusting."
Yeah, no, he stole my heart, but you know,
But
that's
it's
fine.
true. Like in songs, they're always having angsty fights. It's all about their exes, but.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I guess. All right, Karen, please wrap us up with your favorite line, because it's so good.
Yeah, just pretend that Merima didn't already talk about it.
Oh, sorry, I
No,
didn't see this. Sorry.
it's cool, it's cool.
Totally fine. It's your favorite scene, and this is her favorite line.
Cool.
Yeah. So this is Veronica talking to Madison, and Veronica's just pissed off, so she kind of goes all out on Madison. And she says, "You mean took it on the lam? Because I can't imagine what that's like. Can you, being on the lam? Think you'd just want to close your eyes and pray for it all to end? You'd have the cops crawling all over you, right? What do you think, Madison?"
So perfect.
It's so genius. I don't even understand.
And that was only like one section. I mean, she did this for like a
I
full minute.
know.
Yeah.
She just kept going on and on, and I was like, wow, this is perfect.
How are you coming up with all this stuff so
I
fast?
like that Dick was just standing there for like that whole thing, just being like, "Yeah, whatever, just hanging out."
He's so oblivious and he's adorable. It's fine.
It's great.
It's okay. All right. So before we leave you, we have a little bit of listener feedback. Karen, did you want to take that first tweet from Mariah?
Sure. Mariah says, "Oh my God, WB Studios must listen to your show. So long as you don't skip a week, you will finish season 3 the weekend before the movie opens."
And I know.
It's totally true. We actually figured it out about the same time that Maria tweeted us, and we were all flipping out about it because it is just perfect timing.
Such perfect planning. I don't know how we did that, but congratulations to whoever.
That is so perfect.
The first date. Yeah.
Although I don't know when it comes out in Australia, probably in like 2017.
Yeah. I'm sorry. We'll find a way. We'll find something.
We'll find
Just
something.
Just fly to America and go to the movies with me because I don't have anybody to watch.
You can't find a single person in the country that you live in to go to the movies with. Wow. Well, yeah, we'll see. We'll work something out.
We'll figure it out. Fine. We got a few months. It'll be good. Mara, you want to take that second tweet from David?
Sure. This is from David Ludwig. And he says, I like this one. He says, "I find myself agreeing with Marma White on this podcast, which is ironic since I agree with Karen Rout on Book Hype often," which is true. He's like Karen's our fan club on Book Hype.
Yeah.
Which is Hyperbole's Book Hype podcast that you can find at hyperbole.com blog. Cool. So that's good. Getting some love on Rewatchable.
Yeah. You're not alone. And I mean, not that you're alone with a lot of
people. Oh, thanks. I feel like this is to do with a specific theory, so I'm curious to know like which one it is. Maybe it's about like Cassidy being an evil mastermind.
No.
Yes.
Well, hopefully, David, you will tweet all of us and let us know what this pertains to, because we're really interested to know. And by then, I think we'll probably have watched. By the time this episode comes out, we'll probably have watched the last two episodes of the season, so there won't be any spoilers there. So you're good to go.
I'll be tweeting you all tonight, so get excited.
Yes.
Well, mostly
please do.
Danielle, because I don't want to spoil you guys.
Yeah, you can inbox message me. It's fine. I'll be excited.
Should we do another sharing of live conversation as we watch the season finale, because that was actually kind of fun last time.
We should.
That was delightful.
We should. Yes.
Is the season finale for 2 as big as it was for the first one?
Well, someone crashed the bus off a cliff, so I'm thinking, yeah.
I think the reveal, I don't think anything could really beat the reveal of Aaron Eccles. But I think it's pretty close. It's very tense at the very end of the season finale.
But does someone get locked in a fridge? Was it a fridge? I don't know.
It was a fridge. Yes,
oh, cool.
But like last season, I was so invested too in finding out who raped Veronica.
And this time you just don't care, even though a bus load of kids like went off the cliff.
Well, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I do care about them, but not really.
I mainly just want to know, like, what's up with Kendall, and the rest of it is fine if that doesn't get answered. Also, chlamydia.
Also,
chlamydia. Please answer chlamydia.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. It'll be good. It'll be good in the same vein as, like, what the season has been. So it's not going to be like season 1 great, but it's going to be season 2 great, if that makes sense.
Okay. I can live with that.
Yeah, it's still good. I promise. It's still good. So, I will let you guys go watch that then. Let all of you listeners out there go and watch as well. So, that's all that we have for you today. So, please, if you'd like to get in contact with us, we would love for that. We would love you to do that. So please email us at rewatchable.podcast@gmail.com. You can tweet us at re_watchable. You can comment on this post on hypeable.com. And you can also leave us a review on iTunes if you so wish. We would really be thankful for that so that other people can find us and we can just have one whole big marshmallow family. Ariana, do you have any sort of incentive for us today for iTunes reviews?
Besides, we'll bake them
not getting
some...
chlamydia.
Oh, that's a good one. We'll make sure you don't get chlamydia. I don't know how you can prevent that, but...
Don't sleep with Kendall.
We could give them brownies, Corny's brownies.
Oh, with the
with
butter.
The secret
yeah.
butter, yeah.
There we go. Yes, we will bake
Those
you
are pretty
Corny's
delicious.
Brownies. Yeah, they sound good. Sound good to me. So yes, go and watch your season 2 finale episodes, and we will meet you right back here next Sunday to discuss it. So we will see you guys later. I'm Danielle.
I'm Marma.
I'm Mariana.
And I'm Karen.
And enjoy that season 2 finale, everybody. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.